This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. Dictated consultation note on patient Johnny Fan. First name is Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y. Last name is Fan, P-H-A-N, Fan. Date of birth 12-20-1992. This letter is being written to Dr. Ann Nocto. First name is N-A-N, middle name Knock, N-G-O-C, Knock, last name To, N, Knock, To. Address 87 North 76th Street, San Jose, California, 95112. Telephone number 408-279-1180. Fax number 408-279-6745. Dear Dr. Ann To, A-N, first name. Last name To, T-O-T-O. Dear Dr. Ann To, thank you for asking me to see this 31-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Johnny has been having persistent recurring rashes on his abdomen, chest, arms, and he believes they may be due to excessive sunscreen or sun exposure, period. Rashes are intermittent and generally disappear within a few hours, period. Occasionally the rashes are bumpy, but there is no history of any angioedema, period. There is no history of any throat tightness, gastrointestinal symptoms, or any difficulty in breathing to suggest anaphylaxis, period. Occasionally he takes Zyrtec, and that's quite helpful, period. Overall, he's in decent health, period. There is no history of any significant eczema or obvious food allergies or asthma, period. He certainly complains of sneezing and stuffy nose with the cats around him, period. There is history of minor nasal congestion, which usually responds well to Claritin or Zyrtec, period. Recently, he feels there may be some, he may be allergic to clams, which resulted in possibly some hives and itchy skin, but then it resolved without any significant intervention, period. No emergency room visit or hospitalization or 911 calls, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 31-year-old who had moderate dermatographism, which was quite evident on his neck, back, and arms, period. He was moderately stuffy, period. Certainly that is due to allergic rhinitis syndrome, period. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, and he was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Next paragraph, allergy testing revealed large positive reaction to grasses, trees, and dust mites and animals, period. He demonstrated no reactions to any foods, period. This would pretty much rule out any obvious food allergies, period. He was quite happy to hear that there are no obvious food allergies and he can eat just about anything, period. Certainly if he does have significant rashes, significant rashes or any other symptoms after eating certain foods, then repeat testing might be advised, period. My final diagnosis, dermatographism, number one, dermatographism, number two, history of seasonal rhinitis, and my treatment plan, avoid any obvious food that might cause rashes. Number two, Zyrtec or Claritin can be taken for allergies. Number three, certainly he can take any antihistamine like Zyrtec or Claritin for any skin rash or hives or excessive skin sensitivity. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies with the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Johnny Fan.